Trump signs sweeping executive orders pulling out of several UN bodies. By Joel B. Polak on February 4, 2025. President Donald Trump signed a set of executive orders on Tuesday withdrawing from one United Nations body, defunding another, and ordering a review of U.S. involvement in others. As Breitbart News reported, Trump signed executive orders withdrawing the U.S. from the United Nations Human Rights Council, defunding the terror-linked United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, ordering a review of U.S. involvement in the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and a review of U.S. ties to the United Nations generally. Trump also signed an executive order restoring his maximum pressure policy on Iran, which he said he did reluctantly, citing Iran's efforts to develop a nuclear weapon. He added that he had left instructions for Iran to be obliterated if it tried to assassinate him. In back and forth with reporters, Trump also reiterated his desire to see Palestinians leave Gaza for Jordan, Egypt, or other destinations. "I don't know how they can want to say it's a demolition site." He said there were really nice places where Palestinians could be resettled instead of Gaza. Trump was set to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later on Tuesday. Netanyahu and a large delegation are in Washington for the fire visit of a foreign leader to President Trump since his inauguration. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.